ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 4, Text Number 14. Ajagurmahemdrasanam oyasastitam. Jagurmahimdrasanam oyasastitam. Viswavasustumburur asmadaya. Viswavasustumburur asmadaya. Gandharvasi darsayostuvam muhur. Gandharvasi darsayostuvam muhur. Vidyadharas chapsarasas chapandava. Jagurmahimdrasam oyasastitam. Viswavasustumburur asmadaya. Gandharvasidasayostuvam muhur. Vidyadharas chapsarasas chapandava. Vaisnavis. Someone else? That's fine. Go ahead.
Yahur Mahindra Sanano Sayastitam. Viswa Vasustum Burung Asmangadayat. Gandharva Siddhara Sayostubang Muhur.
Okay. Yaguhu, Son of the Glories, Mahendra Asanam, the throne of King Indra, Oyasa, by personal power, Estitam, situated on, Viswabasu, the chief singer of the Gandharvas, Tumburuhu, another Gandharva singer, Asmat Adayaha, including ourselves, Narada and others, also glorify Hiranyakashipu. Gandharva, the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, Siddhaha, the inhabitants of Siddha Loka, Risayaha, the great sages and saintly persons, Astubam, offer prayers, Muhu, again and again, Vidyadharaha, the inhabitants of Vidyadhara Loka, Cha, and Apsaraha, the inhabitants of Apsara Loka, Cha, and Pandava, all descendants of Pandu. Translation and purpose of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki, O Maharaj Yudhisthira, descendant of Pandu, by dint of his personal power, Hiranyakashipu, being situated on the throne of King Indra, controlled the inhabitants of all the other planets. The two Gandharvas, Viswabasu and Tumburu, I myself and the Vidyadharas, Apsaras and sages, all offer prayers to him again and again, just to glorify him. Repeat, please. O Maharaj Yudhisthira, descendant of Pandu, by dint of his personal power, Hiranyakashipu, being situated on the throne of King Indra, control the inhabitants of all the other planets. The two Gandharvas, Viswabasu and Tumburu, I myself and the Vidyadharas, Apsaras and sages, all offer prayers to him again and again, just to glorify him. Purport. The Asuras sometimes become so powerful that they can engage even Narada Muni and similar devotees in their service. This does not mean that Narada was subordinate to Hiranyakashipu. Sometimes, however, it so happens in this material world that great personalities, even great devotees, can also be controlled by the Asuras. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksurum Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Sri Mate Jaya Pataka Swami Tinamine Nama Charya Padaya Nitai Kripa Pradajine Gaura Kata Damoda Janagara Gramatharine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pakshastyadi Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaurabhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I would like to ask for blessings to all the assembled devotees of New Dwarka. Ask for forgiveness for their mercy, especially my senior devotees, Prabhupada's disciples, who are very dear to Srila Prabhupada. For the last months, we are studying the pastimes of Hiranyakashipu, very famous demon. As we all know, Hiranyakashipu is not an ordinary demon. He is one of the associates of the Lord. We all know that he is Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. They are Jai and Vijay in the spiritual world. I was listening to one very nice lecture where Gopi Paranadana Prabhu explains how Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that Lord Narayan is so attached to his devotees that he cannot tolerate being separated from them. So actually, Jai and Vijay, according to Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur, they didn't fall down to this material world. So Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they were expansions of Jai and Vijay, because it's described in the scriptures that when Hiranyakashipu, these demons, were here in this material world, Jai and Vijaya, they were assisting Lord Narayan and Vaikuntha. So, but for our benefit, these pastimes comes with many instructions, many teachings. For example, how sometimes the mode of ignorance or passion overcome the mode of goodness. Sometimes the demons are in control. Sometimes the devas are in control. When the demons or the asuras are in control, the devotees of the Lord are subjugated under the control of the demons. So this happens since time immemorial, as we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, but the characteristic, the qualities of the devotees is that we never lose faith in the Lord. So we always feel protected by the Lord. He is there to protect us in any circumstance. You know, like the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Lord Brahma, he says, Takte nukampan susamik samano. You know, who knows the full verse of Munyame Kadma? Yeah. This is the advantage of having Yasodev or Pandiji here in New Dwarka. So, Lord Brahma says, you know, my dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respects with his heart, body, so that person is eligible for liberation. So that is the characteristics of the devotees. Being in this material world and being done affected by the modes of material nature or by the influence of this material world is impossible. This material world is by itself is a place of suffering. Being a devotee of the Lord doesn't mean that we won't be subjected to these sufferings. But the Lord protects our consciousness. the main protection that the Lord provides to his devotees is his consciousness, you know. We see sometimes devotees, they have difficulties in their bodies, sometimes in their service, but they never, never give out their service. Their consciousness remains fixed in the service of the Lord. So that is real protection of the Lord. That's why Rupa Goswami, in his Upadesamrita, he explains how to see the devotee of the Lord and to judge the devotee of the Lord externally is an offense. We shouldn't judge or see the external body of the devotee. We should see that even if the body of the devotee of the Lord has some so-called imperfections, so still that shouldn't be considered imperfections in one sense, because even the body of the devotee of the Lord is pure. You know, he gives the example of the river Ganges, how the Ganges, we can see sometimes he goes with many things that we can say impurities things, but the Ganges never become contaminated, always remain pure. Same. Srila Prabhupada, he has given us the formula for us to reach the highest standard in our spiritual life. You know, not only to practice this process of Krishna consciousness, but to reach the highest standard in the spiritual life. Everything is in Prabhupada's books. By following the footsteps of these great devotees, in this case Srila Prabhupada, we can learn how to be a devotee. I was meditating, you know, I was thinking to give some example of someone who is a devotee of the Lord, at the same time is put into difficulties. And came into my mind one pastime of Narottam Das Thakur, when he was preaching in Bengal. There was one farmer that his son was possessed by a ghost. His son's name was Chandra Rai. So even though he was a Brahmana, but due to bad association, he became so demoniac, so criminal. He was killing people, he was, you know, robbing people, and he was torturing people. He was very, very, very bad person. So by being engaged in these activities, he was possessed by a ghost. And he was so heavily possessed by a ghost that he was suffering all the time. Suffering, suffering, suffering. So, and his dad, who was very wealthy, so he called, you know, the best tantrics, mystic yogis, doctors, to help his son, but none of them could help him. So, his father, he had a dream, and in that dream, he got the instruction by, this was Durga Devi, that told him, you gotta find Narottam Das Thakur. He's the only solution for the salvation of your son. So, and then he was asking, who is this Narottam? I never heard about him. I don't know who is this. So, and then he started asking, you know, in the town, and he found out that Narottam was living in another place called Khetri Gram. So, and he sent a letter trying to find this saintly person to come to his place and to save his son. So, when Narottam Das Thakur got the letter, the same day he got a dream where Lord Chaitanya also appeared in his dream and told him, go to that place, I'll be there, and I personally will deliver Chandra Rai. So Narottama Thakur got up, he went to that place, to that farm, and he went into the place where this person was laying down and suffering, all the time suffering, being tortured by this ghost. So just by seeing this person, just by having the glance of Narottam Das Thakur, the ghost immediately left the body of Chandra Rai. Even the ghost become purified. That's the potency of the pure body of the Lord. The ghost starts speaking and say, by your mercy, you have come and you have delivered me. So my only desire is that in my next life, I will take birth in your holy place of Khetrigram. Anyway, the ghost left, and this Chandra Rai was so grateful that he became a disciple, one of the great disciples of Narottam Das Thakur. But even that he was free from this ghost and he got the mercy of Narottam Das Thakur, still he was putting into difficulties by another king close to that area, who, when Chandra Rai was a criminal, they were enemies. So, and this king sent some soldiers to get Chandra Rai and to put him into prison. So even that he got the mercy of Narottam Das Thakur, but even that, he was suffering. So he was brought to that king's place, kingdom. He was put into prison and he was suffering. He was tortured. But he never lost the faith in his guru and Krishna. Even that this king was amazing, seeing how this person was being tortured, but he wasn't doing nothing. He was just praying all the time. He's saying, you know, I brought you here because I want you to suffer, but you are chanting. You know, it's like you are happy. So what happened with you? So finally, this king was so upset that he brought one huge elephant to kill Chandra Rai. So he put Chandra Rai, you know, on the street, and he was bound with chains, his hands, his legs, and this huge elephant came just to kill Chandra Rai. So he started praying to his Guru Maharaj, to Krishna. And when the elephant was coming up, so somehow or other Chandra Rai could take the elephant by the trunk and lift the elephant, and the elephant died. Everybody was astonished, you know, wow, Chandra Rai, how did you do this, you know? Finally, the king, by seeing that, he said, so it's amazing. You are happy. And you know, you are doing something incredible. So what's going on? And he said, it's the mercy of my Gurudev. It's the mercy of Lord Krishna. So this king was so happy, and this attitude of devotion really melts this king's heart. And this king said, I want to fulfill any desire you will have. Please ask me for anything. I will give you whatever you want. And Chandra Rai said, I want to go back to the ashram of my Gurudev, and I want to serve my Gurudev. That's the only thing I want. I don't want nothing else. So that king brought Chandra Rai to Narottam Das Thakur's place, and then he told the whole pastime to Narottam Das Thakur. Like this example, we can see that even if we get the mercy of the Lord by being in this material world, we want to be subjects, we want to be exposed to many difficulties. But the real wealth of the devotee is that he, within his heart, his faith for Krishna, his faith for Gurudev, remains intact. That's the real wealth of the devotees. So, we are not in that level yet, maybe, but we should learn, like the Upadesamrita also says, we should follow the footsteps of the great devotees. Not imitate them, but we should follow their examples. And in any difficulties that we will be, we should see that as the mercy of the Lord. You know, as the mercy of the Lord. Due to my past misdeeds, you know, I was able to suffer more, but by Krishna's mercy, I'm suffering just a little. You know, just a little bit. So, for example, in the next pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we see how the devotees, in this case the saintly persons and the brahmanas, they started offering prayers to Lord Vishnu for protection. You know? And this is how Lord Vishnu appears and told them that very soon he will appear when his dear devotee Prahlad will be tortured by Hiranyakashipu. In that moment he will appear and he will annihilate Hiranyakashipu. We can see that Hiranyakashipu, he got everything. Everything. He was the controller of the whole universe. He was controlling devas, great demigods, Narada Muni. Even saintly persons were putting under his control. But he couldn't control his six enemies. Lust, envy, pride, illusion, greed, madness. So finally, he was defeated by these six enemies. So that means that the real fight is within the heart. Sometimes we see, you know, we have this spirit of fighting, this spirit of, you know, going out. But the real fight is within the heart. That's the real revolution is within our heart. So like, and Krishna is in the heart. Krishna is there, able to help us. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Charvasya shaham kridisa nivisto matha smriti janam apohanancha. So from Krishna comes smriti, knowledge, remembrance, janam, knowledge, apohanancha, and forgetfulness. So all we gotta do is just turn our attention toward Krishna, purify our heart, and to listen his instructions. Krishna is our well-wisher. He always wants the best for us. He's our best friend. You know, it's like if someone says to you, "I am your best friend," actually he is not your best friend. But if someone says to you, "Krishna is your best friend," that is your best friend. Because Krishna is a real friend. We can see also how this pastime is explained by the acharyas. Explain many things, very important things in our philosophy. As we know, these demons or this Jaya and Vijaya, they took three births as a Ravana and Kumbhakarna, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Shishupala, and Dantavakra. So this pastime of these demons, these three demons or three birth after demons. It teaches that Krishna is the only one who can give liberation. It explains that when Ravana Kumbhakarna were killed by Ramachandra, so they didn't go back to Godhead. They took birth as demons in a very opulent families, and they enjoy a lot of sense gratification. The same Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. But when they were killed by Krishna, when Krishna killed Shishupal, Dantavakra, so they went back to Godhead. So Krishna, in comparison to another incarnation of God, Krishna gives liberation. The other forms of God, they give different kind of benefits, but ultimate liberation, as explained by the Acharyas, is given only by Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can see also how Narada Muni is explained that sometimes devotees are under the control of the asuras. We can see that also in the pastime of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, that they were working under the Muslim government. We can see that also Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was working also under the government of Orissa. But their function, their consciousness, their mission never gets deviated, you know, never gets deviated. So we should learn from these great devotees how to remain fixed in our consciousness under any circumstances. In this material world is at every step, we can find any problems, different. Everything can change. We can be in a very nice situation now, and suddenly, pop, we can be in a very difficult situation. But our consciousness, we should train our consciousness to remain always fixed, to be very careful, and do not offend Vaishnavas, and to always please the Lord. So the Lord is pleased when His devotees are pleased. For us to know that Krishna is pleased with us or not, it's a little, we can know, you know, from our heart, but the easy way of recognizing is by pleasing the devotees of the Lord, by pleasing our superiors, by pleasing our spiritual masters, our authorities. If they are pleased, if they are happy, Krishna automatically is happy. And if Krishna is happy, our authorities, our senior devotees are happy, we are protected. We are protected. You know. Our mission should be to carry out the order that we have got by our acharyas to keep the mission of Srila Prabhupada, you know, going with the mission of Srila Prabhupada all over the world to spread this Krishna consciousness movement and to be shelter of the conditioned souls. The conditioned souls, they, in one sense, they don't have shelter. Like, for example, the other day, I was having a very hard time with my, you know, my mind and my service, and I say myself, okay, Acharya, go out and chant a few rounds and then come back. So I went out, I was chanting two rounds, and then after that I was feeling good. And I came back to my service and everything was more clear. And I was thinking, wow, the karmis, they don't have Krishna. They don't have shelter. What they do, they go out, they look for intoxication, coffee, you know. the opposite sex. But they got more entangled in this material world. So the devotees, they have real shelter. And we also should be shelter for others. It's like this morning Sabah Prabhu was reading how an advanced devotee, one of the symptoms of someone who is very advanced or very potent in his devotional service, is because he has the capacity of bringing many people toward Krishna consciousness. The same. You know, we should be sheltered. We should qualify ourselves. We should qualify ourselves. And we should learn the art of taking care of others. Of taking care first of the devotees and then taking care of the people outside. You know? Okay. I want to finish here. Any question or comments? Mataji. Sorry? Mataji is asking, because I was mentioned how Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they are examples of great devotees that were working under the government. She's asking me if they were working by force, or how is that? So, in the case of Rupa and Sanatana, yeah, they were forced. Otherwise, the Muslims, they wanted to torture the Vaishnavas. So in order for keeping the Vaishnavas safe, so they decided to work for the government. In the case of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I am not sure. If someone has the answer for that. Okay. We said he's under control because his decisions, when he's working for the government, it has to be decisions according to the government. It's like he doesn't have independence for taking decisions. So his decisions, it has to be according to the system that he belongs to. So he doesn't have control. He's under the control of that system. That's what that means. Yes, Prabhu?
You also mentioned that Sri Rupa and Sanatana were forced. It may appear externally, but actually the real reason is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged in such a way. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged in such a way that those two devotees were formed in a situation where they were apparently being forced.
Yeah. Things in cases of great devotees of the Lord, like I did mention, what, for example, in our case, we are bound by our karma. So we born in a particular family and it's due to our karma. But in the cases of those great devotees of the Lord, it's this pastimes. This song, the Lord is making the arrangements for bringing us some teachings for his own pastimes. So that was particular arrangement of the Lord for Rupa and Sanatana for our benefit. In one sense, they were put under the control of the government, but in one sense not, because that was sanctioned by the Lord himself. Something else?
Thank you, Prabhu, for a wonderful class. I was just wondering if you had any suggestions about how to be a shelter for someone who is maybe not connected to the devotee community or somebody who is not eligible to really sort of participate and the things going on out here. Like, I mean, you know, for instance, you know, down on Venice Beach, sometimes the people, you know, they really have nothing to do with what's going on here. But at the same time, I feel like it's our duty
That's a very nice question. So, like Prabhupada says many times, first, we got to qualify ourselves. First, we got to save ourselves, and then we got to save others. But in the meanwhile, we got to develop the character of a Vaishnava. We got to become gentlemen. Like Radhana Swami, in many of his lectures, he's emphasizing the just knowing the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, but without changing of the heart or without showing a nice character, is useless. So the people, they get attracted, automatically attracted, when they see someone that is very genuine, he has good character. So by acting in that way, automatically we want to be attracted to others by developing the qualities. Yeah. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.